So I think we're picking up by the all at the bottom. Okay. Bistakleno batzmeno. So he says a fascinating thing. It says, "Aleno l'yerushenu lis'alim yediyoseno hashuvas misvorim, and lamar lahadbik shemus l'tefos nafshios." So the first step is, you know, right away he says, yeah, I'm a classic, right? You know, I read my psychology book that I have a major kina problem, you know, I have a major, this, you know, like, it fits classic, you know, right? Why is that? Is elevara shayla b'halocha tzarek liyos lamdan v'rogo b'meila shalter. We understand the person wants to really paskin halocha shayla. The person has to be a lamdan. He has to know how to be learned through a sugya. Kalim says asif hamatim shulchan aruch to find the correct sif which really applies to your situation. Okay, ulam beli shimush memushach. See, even though I'm a lamdan, I can look up a shulchan aruch. I can figure out which sif seems to fit. But that's still true. But without shimush layuchol gam lamdan mufla lifsak halacha behilchos treifas. Right? We understand that there's a training process to paskin halacha l'maisa shayla. So yeah, this is, you know, classic trefas X. You know, I've never really seen trefas X so many times. I know exactly how to apply it. I know the sif. I know it says over there parish simon kuf peches. You know, this color is osur, this color is mutter. You know, what does it look like exactly on a bedikah cloth? Right, I don't know. You need shimush. You need real shimush. So if that's true when it comes to paskening a shaylan hilchos treifas or shaylan hilchos noshim, we says kosher kiflayim. Who it's that much more difficult. Ahatim mashenemer besorim almidus alma shonam afkin batzmenu. So when Sefer X talks about this type of midas, I know exactly what he's referring to. How do you know exactly what he's referring to? Where's your shimush in the application of the concept which you found in the Sefer to reality of life? The same way you need that shimush over here, you need the shimush over here also, that much more so. Le'itim, sometimes, mafriyos lono yidiyos mukdomos shirachashim yisvorim mishenu al adam achayim. Many times, it's the opposite. That all of this information we have just makes it harder to figure out the person, then make it easier to figure out the person, because you're like automatically, oh, that's what the Sefer is referring to. That's what the Sefer is referring to. It's not so easy to do that. Therefore, aleinu lehiskakos el atzmenu zman rab. A person has to think about himself for a long period of time. To push it, give thought to what are my thought processes which are on my mind on a regular basis, again and again and again. What's coming up when I'm thinking about it, when I'm not thinking about it, day, night, awake, sleep, when I'm planning to think about it, I'm not planning to think about it. Now, you're talking, the opposite is true. The person really understands himself. I can't put a name on my status. The truth is, Yediyah Panimius Zois here Iker, Lohadbokash Shemus. You know, the application of names is not my goal. Over here, it's the goal is really to get yourself. Rak v'rubois hazman nechrotz mishpoten shal mido yaseinu likvoyez lehen shemus. Over a long period of time, I can start putting a title onto something. Rak acharei hisparnuz hamaruba hamashachas batzmeinu nishtamash biyadiyos shalchatna misvorim lahashvas lahamik likvoyez shem. Then, after I really, in a certain sense, like, leave all the titles aside, try to understand what I'm about. After I've done that for a period of time, so okay, I'll go back. I said, now that I really get myself, is there any information that I have from my knowledge which fits to that, truly fits to that, and then I can now say, okay, now I know what I can learn what the refuah is based on the information, but I really get it. I think we're talking about last time, a lot of people they go to medical school and they sign throughout their period of medical school. I think you were mentioning that, right? No one was mentioning like there's. It's a common for people who diagnose themselves with many, many life-threatening illnesses along the way, right? So what's pshat? All of a sudden they get miraculously cured from them, right? After they go along and they actually get shimush lamaisin, seeing what that illness really looks like in lamaisin, not based on what they read in the medical book, they realize, no, I don't have that. Right? The medical book might tell you, define the basic point of the symptoms. The truth is, those symptoms might fit five different illnesses, but you go around the hospital from patient to patient. You see it again, and you get a feel. It's only a conjunction with this and that, and this and that. Oh, that's when we know that we decided we have this type of an illness and not that type of an illness. So the havchana needs shimush. So we don't have shimush. In midos, I mean, not shimush in psychology either. The armchair psychologist that we are, okay, I understand your problem. Like really, I mean, I do it too sometimes. But you wonder if it's so easy to do. Why does this guy spend 5 years going to this very expensive PhD program to become a psychologist? I can do it for almost free. I would like to believe that there's something that they're learning there that I don't know. Nachum's not sure about it. Right? So, and that there's a reason why they're sticking them in the clinics and meeting a lot of people to get exposure to really get a feel of when you could apply, this type of a diagnosis. So, but what I can do is, without any knowing your names, I can really get to know it. I can get to know what's on my mind. After I know that for a period of time, it's opposite around. It's all the way around. Let's imagine a person who works on a farm, and he spent a lot of time looking at the different types of illnesses and damages which happen to animals. See, he really understands what they are. Doesn't know any names, halachic names. It's not important. But when he opens up the Shulchan Aruch and starts reading the line. That's called this. I know exactly what they're referring to because he's starting with the shimush. So I could do that myself. I don't have to do my shimush anymore. I do it myself. After I really get to know myself, then when I open up the safer, it's much easier to figure out, that's what he was talking about. If I start with the safer, with the name, and I start applying it, I'm ready, meshuchad. I'm looking for, definition X. Really, my problem is, whatever. I doesn't have all of the reasons, it's mistama, that's what it means anyway, right? That's what happens. So he doesn't like that. Okay, so this is warning label number one. Warning label number two, right? Adam Karvetz Alatzmai. The mice, there's nobody who knows you better than yourself, and at the same time, you don't know yourself so well because you're Karvetz Alatzmai. You don't like seeing what's wrong with you. There's nobody as meshuchad as a person is about himself. And he refrains from really seeing the truth. So if he is able to get above his negiyos. So Dayan v'neshem b'bas achas, he'll end up being the judge and the guilty party at the same time. V'gila mashigila, and so he really is ready to see what there is. He has to be ready to be extremely emotionally impacted. We find some element of us which is improper. We have a tendency to don ourselves the chavskus. And if we don't find a way to don ourselves the chavskus, the result is we get broken. Because we don't like living with the fact that we're not good people. So the solutions are either that's not bad, which that's, but it is bad, right? Or oive. The third option of, okay, you're a normal human being and you have problems, like everybody else has problems, and you'll work on yourself because everybody else can work on themselves, and you'll work on yourself also, and you'll get better, and it's a lifelong process, and that, it's very hard for us to say that phrase. I told you the story I had about a chaver of mine in yeshiva about the phone call he got from a guy from a. I'll say it again. So, I have a chaver in yeshiva. He's a very, very confident person, and he deals with a lot of issues. A major powerhouse. So he tells me a story one time. He gets a phone call from a person from a different city. The person has decided that he's a tremendous rasha, and he's about to commit suicide. So, and somebody suggested he calls this, this person here, this person, because, he'll be able to help him deal with it. So what do you tell me, Rabbi? He says, I asked him, what'd you say? I said to him, you're a tremendous Baal Gaiva. You thought you were Moshe Rabbeinu. You found out you're not Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's it. So you fell apart. You never were Moshe Rabbeinu to start with. You're never supposed to be Moshe Rabbeinu. You have problems to start with. And what's the big spritz? So stop, stop being such a big, Baal Gaiva, and move on with life. I said, obviously, I don't think I would have jumped off the cliff right there, after such a line, right? But he was right. Like, who do you think you were to start with? You think you were such a big tzaddik. When did you realize you're not such a big tzaddik? So you're ready. Like, Ive, you can't deal with it. Rapinicus has a letter. It has egress. You ever, they have from Rapinicus, they have letters. Egress and Talbim from Rishon Moshe Rapinicus. So he has a letter over there, which is basically this conversation. A fellow wrote to him about he's doing Tarla Averis, and he'd rather just die already. It'd be better for Kadosh Baruch Hu and for his wife or for the world and for the Bria. He should just be dead already. So Rosh Hashem writes back, he says, so not only are you a Rosh, he says, you're also a Shaita. He says, you're such a fool. He says, you think that you have all these problems and you've never done anything right. You never overcame your challenge. Every moment you overcome the challenge, even though you eventually succumb to the challenge, but for that moment, you've had a tremendous aura to the Bria. So you're Mamash Atipish. You're a Shaita. I was reading the letter. I was like, that's such a good way to make a guy feel, so not only are you, you're also a fool, you're a Shaita and a Tipish, So that's wow. But that's what happens. We fall into the Koyan. We fall into the Koyan because we're not ready to deal with how bad we are. But the truth is, we're not so bad. We're not worse than anybody else. But we never looked at ourselves honestly. We always had this rose-colored picture of ourselves. So all of a sudden, we realized how bad compared to that rose, we were not that bad. It's so mizazeya that the guy's ready just to fall apart. Well, the rock b'shlila. Not only we're not seeing agonies about ourselves. We're afraid to say good things about ourselves. Why? If I talk, I have such mindless, so there's expectations for me. I have to develop those koiches and use them. I have to accomplish. And if that's really true, means we have to be exceptional. And our desire is Leo's shoot him. We don't want to stick out. We don't mind having flights of fantasy of how such a big tzaddik that I am. That's fun. But really accepting the fact that we're talking exceptional and we have responsibilities, we're not interested. because that's, you know, I don't want to be different than everybody else. It's much easier to be just a normal guy. And this comic, we can't remove ourselves from this avodah. We shouldn't fall into yish because we find something bad. We shouldn't be scared of seeing what we have exceptional. That's not a reason to be misguided either. Haran nitin l'saken, whatever is bad, you can work on. And the Torah is given to you to give you the tools to misaken. That's our avoda. I must show you that letter from Pinchas. I thought it was just an awesome letter. You wrote a lot of things. The only thing which I found was correct. It says bar v'lemevin socha v'lo yedeya. That, you know, I'm a each bar and I don't understand. Zemes behechot. That's true. And he must have shaita v'tipish. He also shaita v'tipish. Like, wow, that's so nice. Kvod yedidi harav shlita. Avas v'echot after. He says, "I took care of any loy ben Torah, loy dati, loy adam." Firstly, you say your mama's like a low life. You're nothing. You're not even a human being anymore. Really? Then the Torah Libra tells Masaper, "Eksha tov mistara matzoch." You feel bad about where you are. If you're loy ben Torah, loy dati, loy adam, who do you care? Why do you feel bad where you are? Like, you know, behemoths don't care where they are. Like, so what's the problem? So mineo beg, you're ridiculous. This is a letter written by a person who's a loy dati. So let's go through them one by one. Okay. Okay, so he says, "In Thomas believe is Gabra Veloshuv, a raise of Mashat Vachakalucha." So he says, "So what do you accomplish? As a person has taivas in this world, so Chazal say that the Ernest for Bilam Rosh is Shikva Zera Resachas. So what does that mean? It's more in Gittin, right? Kamsa Rakamsa. So it means Resicha Nerosh Shal Yisurim Shal Taiva Beli Afrega Shal Hasagas Taiva. What that means is it's a constant desire with no way to fulfill it. That's the pain. That's his. So that's where you are. Which is what you feel like right now. So what do you accomplish? Don't do tshuva, so you'll die. So you'll be right there in the same situation. So what do you accomplish by dying? No, I don't see the grass glick. Your mama's the step before tshuva. He's climbing up the ladder of success. Before the last step, he jumps off and kills himself. Right? And he says, "Atomatzig, you're a play. Like you're just like you're a fake." So that's the sugya mukri. He says, "Adam shematzig ma'isa v'chitzenim, which are not matim on the pnimi shaloi." The answer is, but why does it bother you? Because your pnimi is, you don't want to be like this. So you don't look like your pnimi is. You look at your pnimi is. So that's a matzig. That's bad. That's not what you're doing. Because that's what you really like to be. So because what? because you want to be an Avrech Nechmud. Just to show you, you should talk end up being good. That's how it ends the letter. It's an awesome letter. Right? That's almost what people grapple with. You know, so it says we're hard to see we either fold the Dikoyan, and then the answer to like what's the verse of Dikoyan? You're really so bad. You never saw something to start with. See, that's a bad. Like, you know, and we grapple with that. You know, that's the real issue. Okay, let's hold it here.